This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a whole bunch of stories last month about water, about how fundamentally we are not paying the actual cost of what that water is worth. That gets us to today, where California water agencies, and remember, there is that whole drought thing going on out here, local water agencies are scrambling to figure out whether their water rates are legal. That's because late yesterday, a state appeals court ruled that tiered water rates in the city of San Juan Capistrano violated a California ballot proposition. Tiered water rates, those of the more you use, the more you pay variety, are a key tool in this state's campaign to save water. From our sustainability desk, once again, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner explains how California's long anti-tax pedigree is complicating water conservation.
When California voters passed Prop 218 in the mid-90s, they had no clue it might gum up efforts to conserve water in a severe drought. The idea back then was to plug what anti-tax groups saw as loopholes in Prop 13, the granddaddy of all California propositions. That one limits property taxes. 218 limits certain property-related fees from trash collection to water service. Ellen Hanick is with the Public Policy Institute of California.
Fees cannot exceed the cost of the service. And, you know, anybody who hears that will think, yeah, that sounds right. You know, why should they be allowed to charge us more than the cost of the service that they're delivering?
That's where San Juan Capistrano got into hot water. The court ruled the city's higher water rates for big water users hadn't been justified under those cost of service rules. Tim Quinn at the Association of California Water Agencies says higher water rates are commonly used to force conservation, not so much to cover costs.
If that tool is off the table, I don't know what they're going to do. It's a very powerful tool, and it's not clear to me that you'll have an easy substitute.
But water rates expert Tom Ash notes the California court did not invalidate conservation pricing. It simply clarified the rules.
I'm not afraid of any of those guidelines. I think they help us set up transparent, equitable, and very practical rates.
Still, there's already talk of possibly fixing this Prop 218 complication by simply authorizing higher water rates as penalties rather than fees. And how would you do that? Pass another proposition. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
That series, by the way, was called Water, the High Price of Cheap. It's on our homepage.